too much of designing a startup happens behind closed doors. So I want to work with the garage door open as much as possible while building in flight. You already saw a bunch of the nitty gritty UI details, but when you're going 0 to 1 on something, the storytelling piece is often the hardest part. I mean, we've iterated just as much on that as the product itself. So this episode is a sneak peek of a recent presentation we had to give in front of a room of very, very smart people in San Francisco. And I'll even add a little bit of commentary here and there so you get the full behind the scenes. So without further ado, let's dive in.
I'm Red, this is Kyle. We've been designing products every day for 15 years, but in the last 6 months, everything has changed. With AI in the mix, I mean, you can crank out ideas faster than ever, vibe code, whole prototypes in a single morning, and pretty much everything about the product development process is accelerating. But none of that matters if you can't get the feedback that you need to get the team aligned and actually ship your ideas. And right now, that feedback workflow is still stuck in a pre-AI world. It's super slow. It's scattered across a bunch of different tools. And it's pretty quickly becoming the rate limit for a world that's moving at the speed of AI. We need a modern feedback flow. So I want to show you how I use InFlight.
If there's anything I've learned from these storytelling episodes, it's the importance of getting people to latch onto one key idea. And for us, it's this phrase that feedback is becoming the rate limit for a world that's moving at the speed of AI. I mean, a lot of this presentation is pretty loosey-goosey, but that sentence I made sure to say exactly like that because it's the core idea that I want to set the stage with. Also, shout out to Finn at South Park Commons for helping us come up with it the day before.
So let's say that I'm in Figma, and this was actually an idea I was exploring yesterday, doing my normal thing, making a big old mess of things. And eventually I get to the point where I'm like, all right, there's something here. I want to put this in front of my team, maybe even some beta users. And at that point, I can open up InFlight and just select whatever designs I want to share with people. And this is going to automatically pull out these designs out of the crazy and add it into InFlight.
Fun fact, we spent 6 months iterating on this product before we finally picked that blue color. And it was just about as flippant of a process as it gets.
Now, you can kind of think about this as a container for any work in progress. I'm sharing mockups right now, but it could be Figma prototypes, a full file. It could be multiple lovable links, anything that I want to put in front of the team. And when I'm ready, I can just one-click record a walkthrough to explain my thinking. Now, this is something I do every single time, but previously it's required 2 separate tools. And so every time I want to put my ideas out there, I'm sending a video link alongside a link of the artifact, and then just hoping for the best in terms of how my team then responds to what I'm sharing. Now, for the purposes of this demo, I'm going to save you the video and turn it over to Kyle, who's going to demonstrate what this looks like as a reviewer.
So a big trend for us is trying to make giving feedback easier. If you're a CEO, someone on the marketing team, a developer, it doesn't come easy kind of like going through a large 5-minute video trying to figure out exactly what my designer needs feedback on. I'm either hunting it down in Figma or a long Slack thread. So we make it easy. We give you the video that Red would have recorded right
and
now.
And into a prompt that we then use to visualize those ideas using AI. And you could click a button to make any edits or just attach it.
So I won't play that whole thing. But now we also take everything Red said and condense it into specific questions. So Red doesn't have to really like go through that whole list. I can see them right here. I can either talk to the project and ask for more context on certain things that Red didn't cover because we can see everything that's going on here. Or I can just go straight into giving feedback on my own. So we generate these questions down here on the bottom. Can it record? And I'll do the inverse here. I think this looks incredible. I would probably prefer if we did something around Midjourney, where maybe instead of one concept here that you're generating for me, I have 4 that I can select from and maybe add edits to them. So as soon as I click end here, we start generating an insights report for Rid, which I'll show back to him. But that's kind of the big goal for us, is just making it significantly easier for me to feel comfortable giving that feedback here.
So what does this look like on my end? And remember, in terms of like this workflow, right? Maybe I dropped it in Slack, Teams, wherever things are happening. And Kyle's one person to share it with, but even just a couple days and prepping for this demo, we just put it into our own Slack with a bunch of power users and said, like, what do they think, right? And so that's what this starts to look like over here, where we're actually taking everything that people have said and generating this interactive report that's automatically organized by the specific things that I wanted to learn about. So I can just one click see what people said.
Okay, first of all, I love this idea of reviewers, whoever they are, being able to remix your design.
Real quick message, and then we can jump back into it. By now, you probably know Mobbin is my absolute go-to for product design inspiration. But they just took their product to the next level by introducing Mobbin Sites. Now they're also the first place to look for inspiration when designing landing pages, agency portfolios, online storefronts, and a lot more. I already use Mobbin almost every single day, and I cannot recommend the product enough. Just head to dive.club/mobbin to get started today. That's Mobbin. Framer just had a banger of a release called On-Page Editing. It allows anyone to update the site content directly on the live page. No need to dive into the canvas or go through the designer every time someone wants to make a change. They just click the edit button and they can make changes to both CMS content and static layers like headlines and images. And it's going to seriously speed up workflows, and it's just another reason why Framer is my go-to for building websites. You can get started today at dive.club/framer. Okay, now on to the episode. I recently shared that we decided to scrap this kind of gooey sidebar UI, and a lot of people were wondering why. The reason is, instead of a separate granola-style report, we realized that we should have more of an immersive view. So this now lives directly inside of the canvas, and we have these nice little smart AI summaries too for video responses. Now, I'm not gonna lie, it hurts to delete concepts that I genuinely like, but it reminds me of something that Saleo said in an interview where he talked about how designing a startup is a bit like building sandcastles.
There has to be a willingness in that pre-product market fit era to just be throwing away ideas, to stand something up, spend a lot of time working on it, and then walk away from it because it's just a dead end. It's like making sandcastles. It's gonna get washed away pretty fast, even the really great ones. That's fine. That's just the nature of the work.
All right, let's jump back into the presentation. And I want you to pay attention to how I transition from the short-run problems into the long-run ceiling and where all this could go. Because one of the biggest pieces of feedback that I got while practicing is that you gotta leave people with an exciting taste in their mouth.
So it's a nice way to kind of work your way very quickly through things at a glance. And the idea is, you know, Kyle's only gonna give 2, 3, maybe 4 minutes of his time to give me feedback, and he can just ramble, and then we'll use AI to make it make sense. And if I want to dive deeper into anything that any individual said, I can view the full transcript, but we also have built-in version history too. And that way I have a single link that contains the full progression of a set of ideas and all of the feedback that I've received along the way, which is huge. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've just scrolled endlessly through Slack looking for that one thing that my PM said. But it's not just about solving short-run problems. By building a tool that's tailor-made for this specific workflow, we're collecting a new type of data and really learning about how your team operates and how decisions are made, what the collective taste of the org is. That allows us basically to do a lot of interesting things. And so I'll just tease one of them, which is what Kyle was showing and what we were getting feedback from our users about is maybe as a CEO, I'm just kind of rambling. And then we actually use AI to visualize your ideas and allow it so that anyone reviewing my work can remix my designs in real time. And that's submitted as a part of the feedback artifact. And that's just like a little tiny glimpse of what we believe the future of an AI native feedback platform looks like.
By the way, if you have any feedback on this episode, definitely let me know. I'm trying to tell this behind the scenes story in a way that is interesting and helpful, and honestly, just what I would have wanted to see before beginning this whole journey. And lastly, if you know any full stack developers in New York City and you find this vision inspiring, we are hiring. So definitely ping me. That's all for now, though. On Friday, we get to hear from one of my favorite designers, Gabe Valdivia, about his independent journey and the future of fractional design. So I will see you then.